In the world's most powerful country, a sharp turn away from right-wing populism. The inauguration of Democrat Joe Biden. Donald Trump became the first outgoing president in modern U.S. history not to attend. But 2 weeks before the inauguration, many of Trump's loyal supporters attacked the United States Capitol building in Washington, following an unsuccessful bid by Trump to overturn his defeat.
Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded.
For the first time, a biracial woman, Kamala Harris, was elected as the U.S. vice president, ushering in what many see as a milestone. Across the Atlantic, the end of an era. After 16 years of leading her country and Europe, German Chancellor Angela Merkel decided that it was time to step down. After general elections, she was replaced earlier this month by Olaf Scholz, a social democrat. This coming year could see more changes in Europe. Incumbent French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to face strong competition in April. The leader of the right-wing National Rally Party, Marine Le Pen, has launched her third bid for the presidency. She too faces stiff competition from a far-right candidate, Eric Zemmour, who has been compared to Donald Trump. In Hungary, right-wing nationalist Viktor Orban has held office as prime minister for the last 11 years, and in April, he too will face a strong electoral challenge. 2021 was marked by an alarming number of coups d'etats and growing authoritarianism. There were coups in Mali and Guinea, a military takeover in Sudan, an unsuccessful coup attempt in Niger, and an arbitrary transfer of power in Chad. In the new year, Kenya and Angola will hold general elections, and Mali will see if the transitional authorities do in fact hold elections, as promised. In the Middle East, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad obtained 95% of the vote in a re-election that was widely described as fraudulent. While in Iran, ultra-hardliner Ebrahim Raisi was declared the winner in an election that saw the lowest turnout in Iranian history. In Latin America, 2021 was a turbulent year, with Nicaragua's leader Daniel Ortega assuring his re-election last month after disqualifying and arresting the vast majority of his would-be competitors. But in neighboring Honduras, Xiomara Castro, the wife of a former president who was ousted in 2009, was elected as the country's first woman president. The year ended with a 35-year-old former left-wing student leader, Gabriel Boric, elected in Chile with the largest number of votes in history.
There's no indication that the region's more authoritarian governments will be less so in the new year. But after a decade-long swing to the right, the election of Gabriel Boric in Chile could signal the beginning of a new shift back to the left in the continent, starting with Latin America's largest country, Brazil.
The new year will pit populist conservative president Jair Bolsonaro against his arch-political foe, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Brazil's left-wing former president whose prison conviction for corruption was overturned in April and who is now leading in the polls. But they will also compete against the man who sent Lula to prison, former anti-corruption czar Sergio Moro. Colombia could also shift from the right to the left in May. Polls put former Bogota mayor Gustavo Petro in the lead. South Korea will hold presidential elections in the new year. But perhaps the most attention will be on the Philippines, where current President Rodrigo Duterte could be replaced by Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son of the country's former dictator, and Duterte's daughter, Sara, who's running as his vice president. There's concern that the ticket aims to perpetuate their respective political dynasties. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.